Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's do it, Dan!
Ang susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
Show going on. Got some things going on for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to try to get things live today. You know what I mean? We're going to work on the format, try to tighten it up today. You know what I'm saying? We got a Black Diamond up in here along with Jago from the Fam Entertainment. But before we get into that, I got a few things on my mind I figured I'd talk about. You know what I'm saying? They got these politics going on, everybody talking about this drama over here, you know what I'm saying? So everybody been hollering and screaming about this black president, and we finally got one. Sad thing is, you know what I mean, the dude is kind of like a coward or something, because this dude Putin ain't showing him no respect. You know, when you draw that red line and keep moving it, like when you're a little kid saying, don't step over this line, don't step over this line, you know, respect is kind of lost, so y'all expect things to get kind of hectic with the economy in the next few months, because it's going to get real. You know, but before we get into anything else, we're going to jump into this Your Ringtone by Virginia Slim. And we're going to get ready to bring Black Diamond on in. And for all of y'all don't know, y'all can follow Virginia Slim over on Twitter at Virginia Slim 7. Gonna get into this music and then come on back. Hey, hey. We gonna get into some music and come on back.
I can't. chains. Robbing niggas, free my homie Quay Bang. R.P. Bully Bills, free that nigga no name. He was a wild boy, young dude, used to whip A1 cocaine. Shots went off in the park, almost caught four strays and came back to the hallways. Niggas coming 5 for 20 all day, no Reggie, need a raw gauge. If it wasn't for this talent I've been given, I'd be locked up with a life sentence. And that's just a start, highway to heaven, I'm barking. A Ferrari, Jaguar, push button, start is what?
All they want is the ice and the lights. Never listen, never take no advice. At the end, now they end up broke. Now they wishing that they took down notes. A loyal friend is hard to come by. I get high, so high till my lungs dry. My young shooter pants low with his socks high. Y'all niggas grinding, but we spark like a live wire. Now what would I do? Now what would you do? If you woke up on the first and the rent was due? Now the sense of your name and you don't have a clue, man? Fuck you. Broke nigga, with the quality of a rich nigga, yeah.
Bed nights with the rhymes, life with the times of a young nigga that would die for his mind. I done told niggas time after time, always gave niggas shine for the grind. Now I got a buzz, it's a sign of the time. Went from the street doing crime after crime, the cooking on the beat, going line after line. Why when a nigga doing him is the issue? See me through the ends of my gristle, my pen is official. Cause this is what I've been through, this is what I've been through. Struggles what I lived through, hustle for the shit too. Oh, I crashed the grid, don't ask the kid. What would I do is what have I did? I know you ask who this bastard is, and I'ma tell you it's a newborn nigga.
Right, all right, back up in here. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be bringing Black Diamond up in here a minute. You know what I'm saying? But before we get around to that, I want to let everybody know, man, that I appreciate all of the submissions, and I'm going to try to get to you as best I can. You know what I mean? I want to send a shout-out to Kinky Kia, you know what I'm saying, for all the support and getting all the people over to me and helping me out with the submissions. You can go follow her over there on Twitter at KENKYKIA 424KC on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Go over there and check her out. She got some things going on over there. So we're going to go on and bring our guests in and kick off this interview. Get things cracking. Black Diamond, you there?
Yeah, yo, what's happening, man?
What's going on with it, man? You know what I'm saying? Tell everybody who you is and where you from.
Man, I'm Black Diamond, man, out of Fresno, California, man. You know, live in the flesh coming at y'all, man. Shout out to all the real ones. You already know what it is.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So tell them what you do.
Oh, man, you know, I've been doing this music for a while now, man. You know, I'm pretty musically inclined, you know, and just trying to bring that true feel back to hip-hop, man, that real, man, through storytelling and that, you know, just the truth, man, a reflection of the streets and not of the industry.
All right, that's what's up, man. I mean, you know, when I listen to your music, man, what you want me to feel, what you want me to hear, what you want my response to be to it?
Oh, man, I want you to respond in a whatever way, you know, whatever makes you feel, man. I mean, I tell my story, but it's like I know what I gave you, but I don't know what you received, you know? So whatever you receive from it, that's what you receive from it.
That's right. That's what's up. So, you know, how long you been in the rap game, man? You know what I'm saying? And,
I've been in the game for a while now, man. I've been in the game for about 13 years when I first started rapping, man. You know, I'm supposed to Ben Blue, ran into some obstacles in my life, you know, had a few deals on the table, one with Rough Riders. But You know, I'm back, man. I'm back in the flesh. My head strong and I'm ready. I'm focused this time. You know, so it is what it is. I'm just ready.
Okay, that's what's up. What separates you from everybody else that's in the rap game that's ready and hungry right now, though?
I got to say what separates me, man, is the wisdom and the knowledge I got, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats talk about things from an outside source. You know, it all comes within with me, man. And a lot of people don't know, the more you read, you know what I'm saying, the more knowledge you're coming across, the more your craft can open up. And, you know, it's a lot of ignorance going on in the industry right now, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's the same things being duplicated and said over and over again, and everybody trapped in this little box. But hip-hop always been a reflection of the streets, man, and I'm trying to bring that energy back.
Right. That's what's happening. You know, I mean, people don't hear a whole lot about Fresno and the rap game, man. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Fresno, man, where you come from, man, what it's like out there?
The best way I can explain Fresno, man, is just, you know, I mean, we're talking about the streets, of course. That's what I speak for, but best way I can explain it, and it's crazy because it's located between L.A. and the Bay. And it's crazy because you get L.A. in the Bay in Fresno, you know what I'm saying? But you get Fresno, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you get it all in Fresno just like you get it all everywhere else, man. But, you know, Fresno is his own little town, man, and we got our own style. You know, our own talk, our lingo, your own swag, all that. But, yeah, you go find L.A. and Fresno in the Bay, you know what I'm saying? So put them all together and you get the town.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, so who you working with out there? I mean, you know, you doing any features with anybody on your new project or what?
Well, you know, I just put out a seven-song EP entitled Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. I hooked up with the boy Marcy Yates out of Omaha. He out there heating up right now, you know what I'm saying? Other than that, you know, I ain't reached out to too many artists. I'm really focused on trying to get what I'm doing off the ground before I start reaching out to anybody, you know what I mean? But, yeah, in the future, it's go be that. I'll be reaching out to a lot of cats in a minute.
Yeah, so you putting your project out independent, or are you working with an independent label, or...
I'm doing it independently, you know what I'm saying? And man, word to the wise, you know what I'm saying? If they ain't talking them M's and the millions, that's the best way to be independent. So everything coming out of my pocket right now, and you know, it's all on me, but I ain't got nobody to blame. I love it like this though.
Okay, I mean that's a heavy burden to bear right there, man. You know what I'm saying? It takes a lot of strength to do that because, you know, everybody else, they got a team. They got a, you know, they got a producer. They got a, you know, a partner in crime that they rap with, a couple of cats in the label. You know what I mean? What's that like for you being all by yourself?
Oh, you know, it's all about believing in yourself, man. And, you know, I believe when anybody hear what I got to say, you know what I'm saying, it's going to touch them. In a negative way, in a positive way, but I don't believe I'm going to be forgotten once they hear it, you know what I'm saying? And so it's all about believing in yourself, man, and once you believe in yourself, you know, and you get that established, it's like later on you can reach out to people, but you got to believe in yourself, man, and it ain't no better way than being independent to know yourself and know your struggle and, you know your limitations and all.
Okay, what's the name of it? What you say the name of the EP was?
The name of the EP is Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. That's after an old Egyptian parable. Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.
What's up? That's what's up. So I got these two tracks, man. You know what I'm saying? You sent me Looking At It and Told You.
Which right.
Which one you want to get into first?
It don't matter, man. You know what I'm saying? Either one is good with me, man. I love them both. So either one, man.
Yeah, well, all right, then. We'll get into that Told You.
Okay, no
what
doubt.
What was the thought process behind that?
You know, man, everything I say is true, man. No fabrication, no exaggeration, none of that shit. So everything I say is true, man, and it basically speaks for itself in my storytelling, you know what I'm saying, things that don't took place in the streets within my life, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, it's all true, man. It's just me, you know what I'm saying, speaking on on the relevance of the things that occurred.
All right, that's what's up, man. So we're going to get into that I told you, and we're going to come on back and talk a little bit more with Black Diamond.
No doubt. Bet you never picture me in this boat rapping till you needed to say I'm the best thing that ever happened to you. Now you sitting there contemplating what happened to you. Missing my words of wisdom, the niggas just be macking to you. Could have been the love story and my thug story, but you left and I never worried you were never for me. People had me under the gun and you couldn't take it. So when visiting day had come, you wouldn't make it. You couldn't shake it, I know you remember my predictions, my conviction and my mission to better my condition. I opened your eyes for somewhere you lost sight of my vision. I just wonder now if you visualize this life I'm living. Yeah, now how much money do that nigga make? Heard he insecure and be scratching up your pretty face. Damn, you should cry on your knees for this dying breed, but ain't no need in trying to please. See, ain't real like me, and yo, I told you so. Like not the diamonds, cause I seen it coming before the caskets, before the choir singing in me. We was stuck in this small town, dreaming of London, but death was ordained on all this pain that I see in your woman. Enough to make a selfish man empathize. Could have been the entrepreneur of your own enterprise. Fast forward for the simple times, this way it get complicated. The cops raided weapons but confiscated, and they seeing your main man sat down and conversated with the district attorney. Now imagine what was probably stated. Rules and regulations, we come from the streets. So I try to warn you about the company you keep, but you say he ain't say a word and you riding with him. And them killers took it like you was testifying with him. They found your body next to his in broad day, and I hate to be the one to have to say I told you so, but I told you so. Looking straight at the ground as he strode the block, searching, picking up anything that resembled a rock. I'm addicted to dope, he addicted to crack. A fair exchange is made, now we hitting the pipe and sitting back. I still recall the very spot he was sitting at. Then he said lately he been thinking about getting back. I laugh looking at him like, really, don't be silly. I mean, this nigga was pooky, New Jack City. Then he rose, looked in the sky and adjusted his clothes. Hit the pipe again and blew the smoke right out of his nose. Walked off and hit the road, I didn't think nothing of it. Years passed, who the hell is this in these different whips? Stunting 22s, 24s, everything 20-something. He jumped out of the bin, chain hanging from the belly button. We spoke, I shook his hand and said, I'm proud of you folks. He said, man, I ain't even trying to post, but I told you so.
Together, man, you know what I'm saying, the way you speak, your storytelling, it was real visual, You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why don't you break down, man, you know what I'm saying, your writing process, man, and how you put things together.
You know, it's crazy, man. It come how it come, man. You know, shit, sometimes I dream about this shit and wake up and remember what I dreamed and, you know, write it all down. But, you know, sometimes the hook come first, sometimes the verses come first, man. You know, I just let it come. I feel like anything else is fortunate, so every time it comes, it's natural, you know? No restraint, no force.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, so, you got a caller on the line, man, that you know what I'm saying. I guess want to come through, man, and holler at you or something like that. You know,
okay, I'm down.
We can get that caller in. He might have a few questions or something for you.
I'm down.
Call on the line.
Yo, 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 what it is? What that shit do?
Hey, yo, hey, yo, what's happening, man? What's up with you?
Oh, man, you know same old, man.
Who
it's your
this?
Boy Monster, man. I just want to send my main salute, man. You feel me? My nigga been doing this thing from day one, man. I've been knowing my nigga, man. You feel me? It's your boy Monster up out of Fresno, Cali, man. I love this shit that's going on that you got rocking, man. Keep rocking, baby. You hear me? Salute, my
salute,
nigga.
Love one. Salute. F for death, love one, no doubt.
No doubt.
That's what's up, man. Where you say you out of Fresno, man. Where can the people get in touch with you at, man? You got a Twitter or something, man? You want to holler out?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I got a Facebook, you feel me? Flatland ENT, man, you feel me?
Okay, that's what's up.
Flatland
ENT,
you know what I'm saying? Just holler at me, man. Anytime you can pull me up, it's easy.
Indeed. Absolutely.
Straight up, you feel me? Ain't no real questions, man. I just wanted to salute my nigga, man. I don't do the questioning, you feel me? I don't go against nothing. I just go with it, man, because my nigga know what he doing, man. He the driver, man, you feel me?
Off top, love, what's
up? That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess you ain't by yourself at all. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple of folks, man. You know
hell
saying?
No, that nigga ain't by himself. Don't let, hey, can I say something? Hey, let me say one thing, man. I ain't trying to take over the interview, man, but don't let that boy sit there and let that boy lie to you and tell you he by himself. That nigga got a whole motherfucking war. He got niggas behind him. Straight up.
That's
straight
what's
up.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you calling in, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it be the last time, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be having some cats on here talking about something, man.
Mostly appreciated, family. Mostly appreciated.
No doubt, boy.
Right,
stay free
right.
And stay free.
F for death. Salute.
F for death. One.
Yeah, yeah. So, you got anything else you're going to be working on after this project? You know what I'm saying? You got an EP going on. You going to get any visuals to go with it?
Yeah, man, I got the EP out, man. It's available on Bandcamp. You can go get that, you know what I'm saying? New hip hop, you can get it. Look me up on YouTube and all the shit, but yeah, I'm working on something right now, you know what I'm saying? I got so many albums, it's ridiculous. I'm sitting on 14 albums, so this shit is ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? I'm just waiting until I can really stretch my legs. My situation don't allow me to stretch my legs right now, if you dig what I'm drilling, but yeah, it's gonna be big. Something coming in is big, man.
Yeah, I feel that. I'm looking at this song, man. Looking at it, man, it's kind of long.
Is that
like
right?
I think it's like about, 23 minutes or something?
Oh, no, hell no. It got to be some kind of mistake, man. It ain't nothing but about 3.5 minutes.
All right. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, we'll get into that in a minute then. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
But, other than that, man, you know, anything you want to say, man, anybody you want to shout out, anything you want, you know, say you got coming up that you're working on, that you want to tell the people about.
Yeah, y'all top, man, you know. I'm a Cobra, man. Shout out to the foundation, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. I know my niggas are, you know, behind me 100%, man. And, you know, I just want to tell the people, man, to look out for me, man. I'm putting that real shit back in it, you know what I'm saying, and, if y'all want something that's straight from the norm, you know what I'm saying? Look at it, man. Walk with me, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I'm going to be at y'all. It's going to be hard to miss me. It's going to be hard to miss me, man. I'm going to be on this grind. So y'all look for me.
Yeah, we gonna jump and just look at it, man, and then come back, man, and let you, you know, send your little shout-outs, man, give out your information where the people can reach you at or whatever, man, you know what I'm saying, and get back to it.
Absolutely.
So go look at it by Black Diamond.
pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking, it's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good. You new to this, let me demonstrate. That's how you do this shit, now watch the haters remonstrate. The money stay, the women straight, but we don't love them anyway. Most of the time, haters in the way. I whip this heater out, it ain't too intimidate. Some people come, I never implement or indicate. My niggas say cousin blood, those are gang lines. And we ain't talking to the death, those are gang signs. Late summer, we ballin', game time. 30-inch rim, vertical leap, hang time. Go to war and get this paper at the same time. They tell me it's time for change, I tell them I'ma change time. Maybe I just want too much, overachievers. Before this money, I'm religious, overbeliever. And back in the day, I just wanted to sway shoes. So I was moving them packs back in grade school. First I paid my mama rent, then I paid dues. Then I put the game in the U-Haul and made moves. Rough nigga, they wondering how to flow smooth. Used to dream to go to the pros, that was pro tools. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good. I'm getting mine, spitting rhymes, committing crimes, whatever, I'm getting mine. These youngins taking that money, I'm just getting high. Niggas waiting to kill me, start trying to cut and get in line. I know they hate it, they mad, I'm so elated. Man, that dollar my inspiration, money motivated. Loyalty over love, love overrated. So if I told you I loved you, it was probably overstated. Bitches for passion, riches for flashing, ammunition for blasting, snitches for caskets. We eating, we lead addition to the ass bins. Now kick them suckers out and bring the cash in. Remind me of them banks, bring the ski mask in. Hit the tellers and take the cops, catch the ass in. 100 stacks wrapped in that thick plastic. We throw out all on the table, count it, and then we half it. Old times, in with the new. What that mean? A Ferrari in the Benz too. A mansion, a swimming pool. First to put a club in the living room. Coming soon. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good.
That's what's up, that's what's up, that's what's up, man. That was Black Diamond looking at it. Feeling that, man. I was really feeling that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. For real, man.
You know what I'm saying? Sound like your project gonna be real hot, man. You know what I'm saying? Why don't you let the people know, man, you know what I'm saying, where they can get in touch with you, man, where they can follow you. You know what I'm saying? They can get in your projects, check your music out, what have you.
No doubt, man. You know, SoundCloud. Black Diamond is B.O.K. Diamond, Reverb Nation, B.O.K. Diamond. Of course, you can reach out to me on Facebook, B.O.K. Diamond, you know what I'm saying? Punch me in on YouTube. You know, I got a couple videos on there for y'all to look at, man. And, yeah, man, look out for me. No doubt.
Yeah, that's what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? You're always welcome, man, back here.
No doubt, man. No doubt, I appreciate the opportunity.
I wanted to, before Black Diamond got out of here, I wanted to ask him a question, if I could, please.
No doubt. Go ahead. Okay,
I wanted to ask you, like, if there was any artist that you could work with in the industry right now, what artist would that be?
What artist that would be?
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, man, you know, I love that truth, man, and I'm going to say Kendrick and J. Cole.
Okay.
No doubt.
That's some hot artists. Yes. Okay, I wanted to let you know, too, you have some callers on the line here. And I think they're going to give you some shouts out. So we're going to put them in here so they can get a hold of you. Last four digits, 9961. We're going to pull you in here right now.
Okay.
Hey.
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello? Hey, yo. Okay, how you doing, man? What's up with it? Okay, hey, I can barely hear you, bro. Say it again. Okay, no doubt. Okay, yeah, yeah. You still rocking to that, huh? Yeah, yeah. That's a beautiful thing, man. That's some old shit. To hear you rocking to that, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful feeling.
All right, we have another caller here. I'm going to pull him in also. Last four digits of this number is 0057, and we're going to get you in here right now so you can ask your question.
Absolutely.
Hey, do we have you on the line? Hello? Okay, I think we lost that.
Lost
that caller.
Okay.
All right, you guys, that's it. Thank you for answering my question.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Karibu.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, man, like I said, I appreciate you sliding through, man. You know what I'm saying? You're always welcome to come back. Any new projects, anything you're working on, you know, the next thing you want to do, slide back through, and, you know, we'll let you put it out there.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate the opportunity, man.
Yeah,
off top, man.
Slide it through. We'll play that.
That's a bet, man. Y'all, you know, one blood, one love, one struggle. Stay breathing, stay free.
For sure. All
right, one.
All right. Gonna get into a little bit of music, man, before we come back and start our next segment. Gonna listen to this Lord Have Mercy by T.D. Francis, and Shooter. You can follow him over there on Twitter at T.D. Francis _.
Everybody wanna be on top like Madonna. Wanna be material girls with the blaster. Ha ha, it ain't what it seems. On your flat screen ain't really how it be. Perception got you thinking that it's just one thing. Cause what you think you seeing ain't really what it be. Well, I be well. Every day 420 cause it's me, Gail. Green medication, crystal details. Plants growing in their yard like B-Rail. L. They want that lifestyle. And how it be, rich and famous, Robin Leach. The blood don't care if you're crypto, but the smog in the air might kill ya. their name on the street. Nah, your city can't compete with us at all. Maybe NY, Atlanta?
No.
They really can't stand us. Home of the red and blue bandanas. 405, traffic bananas. LA Live, man, this Ross Dennis. Watch for the makeshift and ignorant robots. Kicks with their facelift and silicone Botox. Yes, they living in a box. Lost the Super Mall with them ID dots. Got the 6-4, no rider with the drop. No car top, cause it's about 98 degrees and sink hot. They run a city when it's the Hispanics. No, I blow English, only speak Spanish. We rep for the West, though. From Diego to Pico to Frisco to Dino. They claim we the best coach. So raise a glass and toast for the best coach.
I don't wanna be without you, I don't wanna see you leave. Cause you're
right, all right. That was La La Land by Rick James. You can follow her over there on Twitter at I Am RYCKJANE. And Shanice Monet. You can follow her at Twitter at Shanice Monet. That's SHANICEMONEE underscore. That was Take It. All right, now we're back. Gonna pull Tweety B up in here for a segment I like to call Perspective.
How you doing, Avery?
I'm doing all right. How you doing today? And happy day.
Oh, happy first day of spring.
Yeah, that's what they call happy day.
Yeah.
Right. Gonna play a little game called Perspective. You know what I'm saying? I had somebody else was supposed to come through, but you know, people gonna be people.
Yeah. You know how.
Right now. Yeah, here's the thing right here. It's the scenario right here. You know what I'm saying? Your significant other's phone is sitting on the table. They get up and step away, and a text message pops up. It's just a phone number. It's no name, no contact, or nothing. It just says, I miss you. What are you going to do about that?
I don't think I would bother it. I would wait for him to come back in the room and see how he responds to it. If he just look at the phone and put it in his pocket, to me that's a red flag. So from now on, when I do see it again, I'm gonna look. That's just the way it goes. But I wouldn't bother it, you know, the first time I saw it, but I would watch his reaction to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of different from, I think, like a man's perspective. I mean, it's like if somebody, you know, if lady on my life phone or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying, go off with, first of all, I don't think a woman would leave her phone sitting there like a man would in the first place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think I really had, like, no response to it. Like, it wouldn't bother me or anything like that. You know, it's just about perspective. I think everything is perspective when it comes down to men and women. You know, I think women see things a certain way and men see things a certain way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, I just want to touch on that. And the last thing, you know what I'm saying, because I'm going to try to do this every show. We're going to try to touch on two things from, you know what I'm saying, a man and a woman's perspective.
Okay.
The second thing is do you believe that you can change somebody in a relationship?
I don't think it's possible to change a person. I think it's possible to get them to do a dance for some time. Sometimes. Like, if a person really knows you and knows what you like, even though it's not them, they'll sometimes, if they care about you, go ahead with it just because they care about you and they know you care about it. You know what I'm saying? But as far as changing them, I don't think you could change a person like that. If you're looking for a specific thing to be within a person and you don't see it in that person, you probably going to need to move on. That's how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you can show a person things that they do that are not pleasing to you or whatever, and it's possible that if they love you and care about you enough, they'll change those things. But as far as changing them as a person, I don't think you can make somebody be something that they're not. Like, you can't make a person that don't care about certain things care about those things. You can't make a person that's not romantic be romantic. You can talk him into doing things, and I believe he'll make romantic gestures from time to time, or he will, send you some flowers, do the, you know, like you said, he'll do the little dance, but I don't think that person has, you know what I'm saying, change, like, as far as a whole person. I asked that question because I was over on Facebook, and you know, one of my Facebook friends had posed a question, like, you know, do you believe that you can take a person that's not freaky or whatever and make that person be a freak?
Okay.
What do you think?
So do you think yay or nay?
I mean, I believe that it's possible.
The right person can read the right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think if a person is open-minded, you can, you know what I'm saying, you can inspire freaky behavior in a person. But I think if it's not in that person's nature to be, like, freaky, if they real inhibited, I mean, it's possible that over time you can tear down the walls of that inhibition. But some people, I think, they just frigid. You know, they like the regular, you came, I came, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think, though? It's the woman's perspective on it.
Well, I think it matters if the person, if you like the person like that, if they really turn you on. I think you could possibly get them to do about anything. You know, I think if the right person can bring a freak out of anybody. That's just me. It's just a certain aura about certain people that, you know, you just know, like, this would be awesome. You know, that's how I feel. To the, like, most
squarest
person.
Yeah, that's how it should be. No, that's how it should be. But, I mean, at the same time, there are those people who, some people just don't got that stuff in them. Some people is just dry like that. You know?
Yeah, some people are old-fashioned, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, there's a lot of old-fashioned people in the world.
Yeah, for real. You know, shit, I'm hoping I'm going to be able to bring a different, you know what I'm saying, couple of people through to pose these questions to, you know, try to get different people's perspectives on different things. So I'm going to be looking forward to that, you know, maybe taking some callers or people on the line to try to work this out because, you know what I'm saying, my perspective and your perspective are so similar to things. It's not even like it's a male and a female perspective. You know what I'm saying? It's like
it's
one mindset.
There was something that I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to personally use your format tonight because I want to say something about it. I don't know if I mentioned it to you or not, but a while back I had called the ministry. I saw this minister on TV, and I kind of liked what he had to say. So I called. He asked to call if he wanted prayer for anything or whatever, so I did. To join the conference call for the prayer or whatever. So I did, and I went to this little conference because I kept missing them. He kept calling me the messages, you know, the little voice messages saying you missed the call for the thing. So I finally got a chance to get into the conference, and I heard his sermon there. And at the conference, he was asking for money, for people to donate money. And, okay, so after we got off the conference, I received a letter. And the letter was telling me all these great things that were going to be done for me, but I had to pay this certain amount of money. And if I didn't have this certain amount of money, I could pay any amount of money. And, like, I asked them to take me off the call and this. I never asked them for a letter. They never said they were going to start writing to me, period, anyway. But, like, it's, like, harassing me now. And I'm you know, I don't want to be rude because he's a minister. But don't keep writing me letters begging me for money, talking about what God going to do for me if I give you this amount of money, because I'm not doing that. You know, I can pray for myself. You know what I'm saying? For anything that I want. I just thought he had a nice sermon that day. That was all.
I think that a lot of people, man, you know, they're going to, you know, God has been used and misused, or the name of God or the word of God has been used and misused for so many things over time that it's like it's crazy. And I believe that you have those type of people that will badger you. If they find out you're a religious person, they will say that, you know, God ain't going to do this for you and they ain't going to do that for you. you don't do this or you don't do that. And, I mean, some of the things that you're talking about is like, I don't have a problem tithing if I'm a member of a specific church. I don't have a problem giving my 10%. But at the same time, I'm not going to take money out of my pocket that God blessed me with to take care of me, to take care of you. You know?
Yeah.
And if
well, he asked for a little bit of money. He asked me for stuff like 55, 45, you know, a lot of money. For a blessing.
Yeah.
So I don't pay for blessings. I just don't.
No, I mean, you're not supposed to pay for blessings. God bless you because God bless you. If it was about paying for blessings, then all the rich people, you know what I'm saying, would never have no problem. And all the poor people, man, would be doing really, really, really bad.
Yeah, I just think it's weird. I think he, like, harassing me now. I'm going to write him a letter back and let him know. It ain't this type of party.
I mean, that's your. I would just call the next conference call, and when he started his sermon, I interrupt.
Yeah, because I just ain't with that.
Yeah, we like this.
We got a caller on the line too. Hey, Rudy, if you want to take a caller.
All right, we can bring a caller in. I'm waiting around for Jago to come through. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so we can get his interview going.
Okay, the last four digits are 4549.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Jago.
Hey, what's up now? You know what I'm saying? I was waiting for you to slide through, man. I was going to get into a little music before we started your interview, but since you're on the line already, you know what I'm saying? You can tell the people who you are, man, where you hail from, and what you're doing.
Oh, man, what's good, everybody? My name's Jago. I reside in West Los Angeles, California, man, and I'm a rapper out here, man, doing my thing, putting on for my city. You feel me?
That's
you know,
what's up.
Repping this fam life, the fam ENT. Y'all should go to fament.com and check us out. And that's fam with a PH, by the way.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So, what you working on, man? Tell us about your project. You got something new going on?
Man, you know what? I put out a project that we've been pushing and going hard with, getting visuals for, called Mr. Goins 2. Man, we released it a little bit late last year. We've just been going strong with it, getting the visuals right and putting that all out there. And you know, I'm in the lab working on some new stuff right now as we speak. So, you know how that goes.
Yeah, so... How's Mr. Goins 2 different from Mr. Goins 1?
Mr. Goins 2 is different because, they chronologized my life. So I was in a different place, you know, during the first Mr. Goins than I was in for Mr. Goins 2, you know what I'm saying? So really it's just a difference in my outlook on life, my approach, you know what I'm saying? And you hear that in the music. You know, so that's really the difference was where I was in my life.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. So after working on the first project, what did you take into the second project that you learned from working on the first project?
Man, just organization, man. Everything's about organization and timing, man. You gotta set a blueprint and stick to it. You gotta execute. Execution's everything. Execution, you have to execute. Whatever it is you set out to do, you set it, you gotta kill it. You gotta execute. And that's what I really, really learned with, you know, going from Mr. Goins to Mr. Goins 2 is executing your plan.
That's what's happening, man. You sound a lot different too from the last time I talked to you. I could tell you've been through some things, you know what I'm saying? It came out better for it. Sounds
strong. Oh, man, I'm on a high. I just got back from South by Southwest last week, and it was just a lovely experience. So I'm on like a music high right now, and I don't want to come down. You feel me? Life is good.
Yeah, I heard y'all traveled a little bit, man. Tell me about your trip to Texas.
Oh, man, South by Southwest, man. Just got a chance to really network and meet a lot of people. I got to meet a lot of the bigger artists, you know, coming from my side of the country, you know what I'm saying, the Nips, the Dom Kennedys, the you know, the Ty Dolla Signs, the Problems. I got to meet all of them and really just see how they function just on a day to day. You know, and back home it's not as easy to meet these people. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's Los Angeles and you see people anywhere at any given time, it's still not as easy. Out there it was just all light work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. You sound a lot different, man. So some of the questions I'm going to ask you is different as far as what's your approach now when you go into the studio versus your approach before when you go into the studio?
Oh, man. Now you know what it is. I like to go in there and just really just vibe with the music. You know, I prefer to write in the studio. I write better verses in the studio, but, you know, that's not, you know, I just really just go in there. I like to vibe to the music. I like to let the music talk to me, you know, and tell me what I need to be relating to the people. You know what I'm saying? And really just get in there. I have a few people with me. You know what I'm saying? And we get in there and I just work, man. It's really not a process as much as you think. It's just getting in there and locking down and focusing. You know, anything can happen on any given night in the studio. You know.
That's what's up, man. You're still kind of young, man, but you've been in the industry for a nice little minute, man. You know, struggling and going through the changes and the ups and downs, man, being, you know what I'm saying, one of the earlier members of the Fam Entertainment, man. What has
I'm the first artist.
Yeah. What has your experience in this music industry taught you?
Oh, man, you gotta have tough skin for this industry. You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to get turned down and people are not going to believe. But for every one person that don't believe, there's somebody that does believe in what you're doing. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, I just developed tough skin and I learned, you know, don't worry about the people who ain't rocking with you. Do it for the people that are. You know what I'm saying? So just learning, you know, the ins and outs of the business, understanding also that, you know, just like in any other business, you're gonna come across those people that you know, try to get over on you and not to let that kind of stuff change who you are as a person. You know what I mean? So I just try to keep a level head and just stay humble and hard.
Okay. So I'm a young dude, man, and you know what I'm saying? I'm really passionate about my music. My sound is a little different. It's like nobody else's. And people is telling me don't nobody want to hear that, man. You know what I'm saying? What's your message to me?
Keep working. I got a homeboy that's really out there now, and he told me a long time ago, and it stuck with me. You know, he said, do the music you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to change you are for nobody, because at the end of the day, if you didn't make it, you didn't make it, but you got to do what you love to do as opposed to getting in. But you don't love to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you love. So I tell a younger cat, yo, stick to your guns. You know what I'm saying? If you got to make little tweaks, make little tweaks. But overall, don't change who you are musically, because things change. And if you're following a sound, you're going to fall off with that sound when that sound falls off, you know? So stick to your guns, because if it's different, it's going to shine through eventually. It's just it takes consistency.
Yeah, that's what's happening. So you don't follow you don't believe in following the format of having the club song on your album, the street song,
well,
and working on the anthem.
No. You know, let me not say that, because as an individual, I'm in the club. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the streets. I'm in the studio. I don't agree with making a club song. That's not how. You know, my music's more personal, but at the same time, I'm still a human being, and I still like to do things. So, you know, I really just like to make music. If it turns out to be a club joint, then it's a club joint. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna make this kind of music. And at first, I did. You know what I'm saying? But then I realized that at the end of the day, you're really just limiting yourself when you do that. You know what I'm saying? And in this industry, you want all avenues open.
I feel that. I think I got these two tracks here, man. I think I got Play to Win and Kush, the 2K. mentality.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure, man. You know what I'm saying? I know I sent in 3 tracks. I think we only got 2 in the studio. I'm not sure which ones they are. So, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to play one of them and come on back, man, and you can tell me what your thought process was, man, and, you know, what you was feeling when you put that song out. So we're going to get into one of Jago's tracks, man, and we're going to come on back, you know what I'm saying, and continue talking to this grown-up brother right here.
Roll up. Jordan short, cushion 2K, I ain't going out, I'm kicking it for today, I'm gon' cop a 8, I'm gon' kiss the sky, call my chick over, and we gon' sip some wine, yeah, she gon' tell me about her day, I'm gon' tell her about her night, she gon' get up in that kitchen, she gon' get a nigga right, I'm gon' keep playing my game, I'm so deep off in my season, and she ain't even tripping, cause she ain't got a reason, and she can cook her ass off dinner served, I go to work, take that girl up to the bedroom, then I have myself dessert, yeah, hit it, light her up like I do my treats, yeah, hit it, light her up and kick up my feet, I'm off that, yeah, kush, in 2K, yeah, I'm off that,
I'm off that Kush and 2K, so that 2K just dropped. When I ain't got no Xbox, that 2K just got copped. My girl son got an Xbox, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning. They both sleep, but I'm posted. Cause most of the time when they awake, I'm probably online promoting. But the notion that I never relax, I find annoying. I'm a human being that happens to rap, and then record it. And sometimes I choose to unwind, not to get loaded, but to stuff it in the peace pipe and smoke it. It's ibuprofen for my migraine. So as you can guess, that indica kush is probably my strain. I give it a puff, I'm in the garage, and it's the right aim. But that high was for you, probably outside, cause it's like the ice age. So politely I return to the room, find the controller, plug it in, like a glaze scented oil. And all I really need is like an hour on the box, with my Lakers posting up the White Howard on the block. I'm off that.
Okay, the concept. Well, if you listen to the project, Cushion 2K comes after this song I got called Loaded. Now Loaded is like, that's the club. Like, we in the club, you know what I'm saying? And so, and this is me in real life, you know what I'm saying? After a day, a night in the club, the next day, if, especially if it's a day I don't got to work or nothing, I'm not doing nothing else. I don't want to do nothing else. The Chief, my Kush, and play my 2K, those are my distressors. You feel me? And I'll be trying to unwind. Because life is stressful. And the other artist on the track is Curtis King. That's one of my guys I've known for some time now. He's a good dude and a better artist.
Yeah, that's what's happening. You said something about a job, man. I think you need to say that again, man, because a lot of cats you thinking, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, they can sit around the house, man, get high, you know what I'm saying, and write songs and make beats and hit the bathroom,
man.
You know what I'm saying, for track.
Nah, bro, I got mouths to feed. And if you got mouths to feed and you doing that, you looking at life all wrong. Look, you got to be putting money in your pocket, sitting around on your ass and hoping that, you know, music's gonna happen. You know, that's cool. I mean, we all chasing the dream, but you got to make your money. You can't just be sitting on your ass waiting until the dream comes, because at the end of the day, what if that dream don't come? You know what I'm saying? Then what? Now you've been wasted so many years away where you could have been making money and stacking money. You know what I'm saying? And I've always been somebody that had a job, you know, so I don't understand not having a job. I don't feel comfortable not having a job.
Yeah, that's what's happening. So you mentioned the dream might not come or it might not happen. At the end of the day, man, what would it take for you to consider yourself to be successful?
Really, you know, with most things, it's just consistency, man. If you want it, you're gonna do it. You're gonna keep doing it. People are gonna get in your way. You're gonna go through roadblocks, but if you want it, you're gonna be consistent. You have to consistently be putting out work. You can't put something out and then sit back for so long. You get what I'm saying? Which is something I learned earlier on in my musical career, was you cannot sit back and after you didn't release something and get comfortable. There's no room for comfortability. Right now, you feel me? And you got to constantly be working and consistency. If you're consistent, you're going to get there. You will be successful. You got to have talent, though. If you don't have any talent, in most cases, you know, sometimes people get through, but that aren't talented. But I guarantee you that for the talent they lack, they were putting in just as much work, you know, grinding and staying consistent with that. You know what I'm saying? So it's all consistency.
That's what's up, man. So tell us what's going on over there, man, at the fam ENT, man, right now.
Oh, man, you know, we working, man. I'm working on a new project that I'm looking to release around this summer. We shooting mad videos, just mad visuals to put out there for the people. You know, we out here networking and we getting ready to, you know, get ready to push this music for the rest of this year and start developing and plotting on our plans for next year. It's always good to think ahead of the game, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get started on our plans for 2015 already, because I feel like we already got our blueprint ready. And like I said, it's just about executing at this point.
Yeah, that's what's happening, man. Who you working with on this project, on this upcoming project? Who can we look forward to hear, you know what I'm saying, you working with?
Oh, man, you know what? This one I'm doing a lot more. I'm making it a lot more about me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've reached out before with, you know, artists, but this next coming project is going to be a lot more about myself. So I'm not going to really reach out to too many features. I haven't really even thought about the features I want to reach out to, you know what I'm saying? I worry about all that a little bit later, after I get a lot more of my work done, you know?
Okay, hey, well, we got some callers on the line here. I'm going to pull one in here. 5705 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have on the line with us?
Oh, yeah, this is Shig, man. I was calling in for my loved one, Black Diamond. He's supposed to be on it today.
Yeah, he was here with us.
Oh, that was earlier. I missed it.
Yeah, he was here earlier, man, but he represented, though. You know what I'm saying? His music was nice.
Yeah, I was supposed to call in, you know what I'm saying, to show my love for my loved one. You know what I'm saying? He the next thing coming up out of Fresno, man. He the hottest thing up out here right now. And he ain't even on the streets, and he's still the hottest.
That's right.
Yeah, but I missed it, you know what I'm saying? I was just calling in to support my love and just letting everybody know, you know what I'm saying, Black Diamond, you know what I'm saying, when he dropped, be looking for it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man.
For sure. All right, then, man. I appreciate y'all calling in.
Being on time, it's about being on time, man. You got to keep that schedule. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you got any events coming up, man? What's going on with you other than that? I mean, you got some new, what can we see you at? You going to be performing something
Man. You know, after the South by Southwest thing, I said, okay, you know, I did a show out there at this bar, this joint called The Ranch out there. After that, you know, I'm laying low on the on actual shows for a minute because I'm really about to take my time and really go into the lab and really, really focus on putting together the best quality product I can for the people. So, you know, I'm going to take my time away from really hitting too many stages right now and focus on this next project. But at the same time, we will have visuals. Like, we got them lined up, you know what I'm saying? So we're getting ready to start dropping the visuals within, I think, next week we start.
Okay, that's what's happening, man. We're going to get into this next joint by Jago. Come on back and let him, you know what I'm saying, shout out his information, let the people know where they can find him at. You know what I'm saying? And maybe he'll,
M-M-G-G. Two. And fuck these niggas. Look, look. I got homies slanging YOLA, got homies with they degree. And those are the extremes, I'm somewhere like in between. I'm getting hot, only buzz I had was from that liquor, but I never changed. Still don't love these hoes or trust these niggas. I'm forever Jake, so high I levitate. The bar I elevate, don't shake my hand or smile all in my face. Bitch, you been a fake, I demonstrate for those who ill with hate. I disintegrate, turn your favorite rapper to a side dish on my dinner plate. I'm from a place on every corner, it's a church or liquor store. Vigils on that sidewalk, what you think they pouring liquor for? My fit is sitting low, but you knew that. Probably had your girlfriend lounging round in my crew net. Who that? No, I'm not a saint, I go hard in that paint. Roll another blunt, pour another drink. Don't let them gas you up like empty tanks. I do what you can't. I'm a monster, I'm so LA, bitch. I'm Kobe, score 8-1 on your roster.
I turn into reality with a fuck you mentality.
First I whip around in that pot, then I hit the ground on that block.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
I've been grinding my whole life, man, I'm down to do this twice.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
16 shots clipping that Glock. Got that work, setting up shop.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit.
I remember when I used to think I needed features.
Nowadays, fuck it, you can keep your features. Man, I ain't no rapping ass nigga. I can't get drunk off the fame, and I got it straight from the bottom. So you gon' know that I came, I was eating on cup of noodles, scraping up change for Swishers. Oh, you wanna hit this weed, then put five up my nigga. I done ran with the sharks, I done ran with gorillas. Know a couple of marks, know a couple of killers, know a couple of dealers. What you want, what you need. If you faking in front, and then you not fucking with me. I be killing, I leave them slump, my flow mean like the Grinch. Yeah, I got no worries, I got not one fuck again.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
First I whip around in that pot, then I hit the ground on that block.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
I've been grinding my whole life, man, I'm down to do this twice.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
60 shots clipping that Glock. Got that work, setting up shop.
I turn a dream into reality with a fuck you mentality.
No, you can't tell me nothing. No, you can't tell me shit. No, you can't tell me.
poppin', champ?
My nigga Pluto, what's good, G?
Ain't shit, nigga. You know how the fuck I do, my nigga. But I gotta tell you something, nigga.
What's poppin'?
I'm fucking tired of being in the studio. Y'all finally dragged my lazy ass up in this motherfucker. I'ma help you wrap up MG2. Got my lazy ass up in here and did a couple tracks. You know what time it is?
Turn up time.
You're goddamn right, nigga. I need some fucking red dot and blue dot bottles, nigga, and I need to see some fat asses, my nigga. What's the deal?
Hey, nigga, it's Tuesday. You wanna hit a supper?
You goddamn right, nigga. What the fuck you mean do I wanna go to supper, nigga? You goddamn right.
All right, let me hop on the phone with this nigga, G, and see what's popping with tonight.
All right, man, hit me back up. I'm gonna go get dressed. All
right.
All right, back up in here with Jay Ghost. So,
what's good? Fuck mentality. Yeah. Yeah, man.
So, tell me about that.
I had a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, man, and I be feeling like, you know, I'm so 100 with my honesty, you know what I'm saying, and dealing with this business, you're going to come across people that ain't 100, you know what I'm saying, and you know, it takes having that, you know, that fucking mentality sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's actually a line that I got from Scarface. Scarface is one of my favorite rappers, and that resonated with me when he said it, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I'm going to make this a song. You feel me?
Yeah,
because that's how I felt. So that whole joint is on some, like, look, I'm 100, and if you not, then, if, you know,
yeah, I feel that, man. I feel that. Hey, well, we got a caller on the line right now.
Okay.
We're going to bring him in here, man, and see what's happening.
All right.
Caller, you there?
Yo, what it do?
What it do? Who is this?
This Hot from the Fam Entertainment. Came
oh,
to call
man,
in.
Here we go.
Say what's good with it, you know what I mean?
Here we go.
What it do, though?
What's happening? You know what I'm saying? You're on here hollering about the family. What's up with the Fam Entertainment right now?
Oh, man, you know, we making moves. We just getting ready, man. We about to hit this other little festival up in Dago in a couple weeks. You know what I mean? The Urban Network will be up there. You know what I mean? And then, you know, Jago working on a new project. You know, Pluto, you know, still working on his project. You know, we got the Assassin working on his. You know, so it's, you know, the family, you know, we still doing our thing, man. It's just, you know, it's a process. It's all a process.
Yeah, man, it's draft season going to be coming around in a minute, man. Y'all making some moves or what?
Man, we happy with where we are right now, man. You know what I mean? We happy with where we are. We got some shit we about to unleash on the world, man. And it's gonna be real interesting, man. It's gonna be real interesting. We got some shit up our sleeves. Don't trip.
Yeah, that's what's happening, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad you called in, man. I appreciate y'all. Y'all always support the show, man. That's why I always, you know what I'm saying, I'm always helping support the fam whenever possible, man, you know.
And that's much appreciated, bro.
Yeah,
for real.
Man, y'all gonna get y'all information out, man. Tell everybody where they can catch y'all at, man.
You could go on to the fament.com. That's fament.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Goins 10. That's MRGOINS. And then the number 10, and that's on Twitter. And, yeah, man, go to thefamient.com and download that Mr. Goins 2, MG2.
Yeah. And you can make sure you follow the fam, too, at the, T-H-E-P-H-A-M-E-N-T, on Twitter. And, you know, you follow us, we follow you back, you know, and you can find out everything that's going on with the artists, you know, when the shows are, you know, where we're going to be at. And, yeah, man, be a part of the movement.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for coming through, man. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Time, man, when y'all go to drop that new project, man, y'all fuck with a nigga.
Oh, you already know I'm hollering at you first, bro.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening. Y'all stay up, man. You know what I'm saying? Stay
you too, man.
Stay safe.
Fam up one time. All right, y'all. All right, man. All right, we're going to get into these Gecko brothers, man. Come on. Gecko brothers back once again. Freeze Feather John O. Saying, hitting you with something a little smoothed out. Now I'm going to hit you with the la-la-la. Yeah. Come on. Now I'm going to hit you with the la-la-la. Yeah.
Check it out. Hey, yo, listen, little lady, let me keep this true. There's no one that I'd rather rock with than you. The way you smile and you walk really make my day. And every time I see you, I forget what to say. You're the hottest little shorty in the whole New York. But I'ma chill for a second, let my man please talk.
Now look for later for the flirting and the casual speaking. Come your back against the wall and get your body to leak. You seeking that grown man freaking. He's speaking kinda young, but me speaking with all my tongue. Have you weak speaking the tongue? Certified murder, called CSI. For how I kill it but don't hurt her, hear that we sex cry. Sounding oh so passionate. Now take a second to reconsider your choices of who you got to smash it. Or tell her the rest.
Yeah, I got you, P. She say she got a man but still coming with me. I know she can't resist all my Harlem swag, but she want me to chase her like a game of tag.
La la la.
Yeah,
la,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La la. La la la. La la.
It's no damn secret that the vibe is there. So relax yourself, let me make this clear. I'm feeling you when I know you feel the same. But you're trying to play old like I'm some lame. See, I got no time, but damn you fly. There's no way I could turn and just say goodbye. So stop playing around and just give me a sign.
Now I could give a damn about you, man, because I'm going for mine. Now strictly keep it 100, I ain't playing no games. My only game to lay your back and tear that ass out the frame. While the C's be the ammo when the panties is down. Around your ankles, I can pull them off and won't make a sound. Type disrespectful, though the language is plain. Your man be acting so neglectful, that's a goddamn shame. Contrary to your man's opinion, mind you're winning. That nigga's Frank Ocean, but you the stream, I wanna swim in. Ain't never had no halo, but for you I do some sinning.
Yeah, you ain't never had a lover that can do it all day. I go from 4 to 11, check my resume. I hit that ass all night, girl, it won't come quick. It's that 2013 Grand Poobah shit.
I be that way up in there, footholder, caresser of a tramp stamp. Leg over shoulder, throw it, she flow into the bed is damn. Hit it like a champ, though I ain't never been restless. What's off on your chest, now you got a pearl necklace.
So think about it, love, and don't pass it by. Cause together we would lay and that would be fly. Me and you making love to the early morn. And I don't need to tell you that you got it going on. The ball's in your court, but don't wait too long. I gotta bounce, baby John, Gecko brothers, we're gone.
Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la. Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la la. Come on, now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la, yeah. Come on, now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la, come on, now check it out, fellas, la la la, ladies, la la la, thug figures, la la la, chickens, la la la, la la la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la la la. La la, yeah. Peace to the Tribe Called Quest. I'm saying, step by. Go la 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 la.
Yeah, got some stuff I gotta get off my chest.
Yep.
Brought my boy Shotta with me.
Alright.
Got a couple things to say.
Woohoo.
Shit to make it go,
you know?
Crazy. Shit crazy out here. Make a nigga say.
Sure.
Brooklyn. Bar Rock in the building. Brooklyn.
Let's go.
Oh.
Stevie weed, I don't want any.
Nope.
Think it's my cue to go get me some Card 20. My life changed from drinking bottles of Henny, and I remember the time my bottle wouldn't have any. I'm such a trip, summer sauce and flips.
Woo.
But acrobatically, I don't think that you niggas getting it.
Nah.
No need to perspire, honestly, I ain't sweating it. And now your body's close to the length of the dance scrimmage, kid. I'm at the top of the iceberg, it feels like they're trying to pit people against me. It all makes sense, these new people ain't friendly. And they started from the bottom and they trying to end me. And you would think that I was driving around in a Bentley.
Uh-huh.
Now have some albuterol, I see that you're wheezy. You're blinded to believing everything is so easy. You're lying on the L and you sounding like a time on a song. The week couldn't last 7 days with the strong. And really that ain't even my definition of moving up. Al Jefferson, Bobcat, stupid fuck. I never envisioned this life for you, but I guess you envisioned this type of life for you. And I see right through you, and now I'm like, who you? And now you're stuck in something worse than any type of voodoo. We complain and make the most of your shit and do what you do. Slave to the rhythm, no signs of picking cotton. Living in an apple so dirty and so rotten. With so much going on up in one man brain, I kinda find it real hard trying to refrain from saying.
It is though.
Back at it.
Yo.
I've always been hard-headed, but that's changed from running in the brick walls again and again. Let me know what I'm doing wrong, forget it, I figure it out. All I gotta do is open my mouth, start changing my route. Can't spend my life on the couch, doing nothing with the time, something I ain't about. I got a lot to prepare for concerning the mic. I got a daughter and I'm making sure that she get a life. Ain't a need for a wife, I live a singular life. I've been there, done that, and that's the past of my life. Screw the wrongs and the negatives, I'm here for the right. I conquer with the long. Cause hip-hop's life. Now I'm married to the game without a hip-hop wife. The new rap wonder years and I ain't about that life. Ain't no Winnie and Kevin.
Nope.
And I was thinking other shit at the age of 11.
Yep.
No strawberry letters, who souped up like Devin. And balls of a night, no Brandon, no Brevin. Leave them in a submission courtesy of Dan Severin. Now see me like a pimp with a cane, no half-stepping. I'm bipolar when in the studio for a session. There's no medication. And who's gonna save it from hateration, sedation?
So much hate.
They always ask him why he make a statement. Why? Same reason you got a nigga saying. It's a damn shame, though.
What a shame.
I know a couple people feel the same way I do. Trust me on that.
Salute.
Gotta fix that, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I let Shasta do the rest.
Medea.
They all try shutting down Obamacare. Lord of mercy, like it's a Taliban government or summer here. Stepping out his scuba gear, out the grave amongst his fear. Raging war up in the air, talking new era. Riding different teams just like a fitted cap. Obama pushing help, but they tell him get it back. Looking like fuck the sick, talking about dead and that. Need to worry about that mayor with them nose full of crack. The government, them just be like this. The poor get sores that they can't afford to cure. Why do we have to insure anymore? Keep them on welfare, freedom brand. Raising, not raising brand. Really can I insure your fat government brick? It's us who pay our taxes to feed your fat asses. So you did not free Zimmerman who went and killed a black kid. Make a nigga get ratchet with the ratchet. Make me gun twerk like booty. Clap it, clap it.
Clark government are gone right. And these people are the even. They equal. I mean, I like that.
Don't ask me how I do it.
Just know I do it.
Hey, hey, hey. Boy. Yeah. Check. Today is a new day and zero fucks is given. Return of that nigga known for Jack Honey Swillin'. And I ain't shit yet, I'm sure my day is coming. When every day is payday, y'all hoes can't tell me nothing. Yes, it makes perfect sense, the way I be chillin' shit. They be lurking and cursing, they know for certain the curtains. Who's that? That nigga low? We'll swoop in, snatch your hoe. With the quickness I get bitches, that's your main hoe if you don't know. Boy, look, I'm out here, just waiting on my turn. And these suckers still doubt me, I guess these suckers gotta learn. I'm not even a teacher, I'm a preacher with ether. You need that damage with this package, your career is not lasting, my nigga,
I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it jerky. Gangsta fuck with me,
I'ma tell the truth and the whole truth.
Okay.
I can't be touched, you think enough, my swag is living proof.
Okay.
But yet and still they wanna check my status.
Check your status.
They think they local, I'm trying to reach around the Atlas.
Yeah.
B-A-D with my chick B. In the lane be ride swiftly. Ride a shotgun, trying to pop one of them niggas who swear that they got one of them hits. That's bullshit, cause they know my records got the full clip. So Wavy got them a band of shit. Do they know who they fucking with?
Nah.
Called a corner, just pulled off a Chris Donner. Nobody got a swag like mine. I left that bitch right on the corner with a transformer, a court reporter to tell the events of your missing poster. The takeover, the break's over. Young Riviera, I am a closer, nigga. What?
I pull up to the club, only 4 deep.
4 deep.
And all the gear I rock, got it dirt cheap. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get, I ride around and I get. Moolah,
I get that.
Bitches,
I get that.
Respect,
I get that.
Great sex,
I get that.
Boy, I get it. Man, that's around town, low sugar.
Alright, we back up in this motherfucker. Yeah, you know, this wouldn't be the God Hey Root if I didn't vent a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, I'm supporting the independent artists, you know what I'm saying? You submit your music, you told me I would try to get it on the air, shout you out, support you. I expect the same thing in return, you know what I mean? If I support you, you support me. All you gotta do is call in 5 or 6 minutes, man, listen to your song play. I don't think that's too much to ask. You know, I mean, it's like they say, man, you know, you don't appreciate nothing until it's gone. So support me and I'll support you. And now, something for the ladies. Little advice for the fellas, but something for the ladies. Look, I understand times is hard. We live in a tough economic time, and everybody is grinding. You got to get your money. You got to get your bread. Ain't nobody trying to be broke. Because a real woman ain't got time for a man that ain't got shit, got nothing going for herself. You know what I'm saying? Like meet like. You got to bring something to the table in order to eat. But ain't nothing but the silverware and the plates. I'm going to give you this little bit of advice, man. Take some time in between your grind. Stop what you're doing. Take a break. Take your ass home. Grab your woman by her motherfucking hair, by her throat, by her motherfucking panties or something. Take her ass down to the floor and fuck her motherfucking brains out. Get up, go to the bathroom, wash up, and get back out on the grind. Trust me when I tell you, you come back, the meal that you have will be vastly improved from the meal that you had the night before. And on that note, man, we're going to get back into some music and get ready to get up out of here. Trust me on what I'm telling you, though. You got to take care of home in more ways than one.
Slice, go ahead and love it. Yeah, I'm screaming yellow. Falling on the budget. Up and down the yo-yo. I want no part of it. Put your fingers in the air. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. I'm gone. I'm gone. In the fresh pair of tailors, my shoe game me been display what I'm on.
Yeah,
I'm on.
Yeah. Shimmy, shimmy, yeah. This old dirty rapper, adopted by the master, washing his plasma, now on the path to happily ever after disaster. Used to be my girl though, ask her to tell you how we kicked it. Pride of life sifted as she sifted through my hair. Yeah, my hair was all twisted. Style got compliments, really don't know how though. Guess foolish the cool to the foolish dudes I was around, bro. Now I'm on a higher level like a pound smokes. Barkley with the bounds, yo. It's nothing, they loving how it sounds, though. Put it in some bang bang, watch them crowd around, bro. CO is my city, hear it in my slang talk. With young dogs silent, but they sorta let them things bark. Life is a vapor, trying to chase a bro that ain't smart. My aim is the book of life, I'm in it, no erase marks.
Life, go ahead and love me, yeah, I'm screaming yo. Falling on the budget, up and down the yo-yo. fresh pair of tailors. Plus you gave me been display what I'm on.
Check.
I'm on.
Yeah. Deuces, I be chucking. First it was the slingshot, switched it to the peace sign. People thought the dream stopped, thought they was my cash cow. Well, why hasn't my cream stopped? Catch me with a mouth down, why hasn't the team stopped? Beef, come on now, deuces to what they on. That's the elementary, deuces stuck on crayon. Covered in the lambskin, deuce still on that rayon. Sweating situations, I stay cool and get my skate on. Chucking, noise wanna test me. Haters keep me chuckling, and boys wanna bless me. Redwood in the forest, stay above all of they pests. Messed by giving it to God, never would they stress me. I wanted to rest, sheesh, never would they let me. So I'm back up on my rhyme grind, giving them the best me. Yes, I'm on my prime time, corners can't arrest me. Tryna give them boys the gospel for coroners and they flesh me.
Slice, go ahead and love it. Yeah, I'm screaming yoga.
Yeah.
Falling on the bunch.
Yes,
up and down the yo-yo. I want no part of it. Put your fingers in the air. Deuces, I be chucking.
Yeah.
Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. I'm gone.
Bye-bye.
I'm gone. In the fresh pair of tailors. My shoe game me been display what I'm on.
Listen.
I'm on.
Yo. I be chucking. Sailor homie, no game. Originality, my flavor ain't got no name. Pumping Jesus music to my neighbors, ain't got no shame. Be ye either hot, cold, middle ground is so lame. My passion they can no tame. God gas them, no propane. Chucking, Dickens with a flow, man. Quote the Raven, nevermore. Ravens need to never score. Christ over everything is what I scream forevermore.
Slice, go ahead and love it. Yeah, I'm screaming yoga. Falling on the bunch,
yeah.
Up and down the yo yo. I want no part of it, get your fingers in the air. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. Deuces, I be chucking. I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Bye-bye. In the fresh pair of tailors. My shoe game me been display what I'm on. I'm on.
You know that's my girl, that's my solid. Not doing nothing straight for no dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler. You know that's my work, that's my solid. Not doing nothing straight for no dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler.
You know that, you know that.
You know that's my girl, that's my sada. Get it, you know that, you know that, you know that, you know that. You know that's my girl, that's my sada. Get it, you know that's my girl, cause you know that's my sada. Don't bother tryna holler when you know she pinning work. I see you lame niggas, man, you always tryna flirt. You know that comes second, cause you know you pay first. I mean, get it how you wanna be. Drop that ass in front of me, that's one cheek, that's one cheek. That's two cheeks, that's two chicks. Red bottom, she on me. You know we get that money, and no, she never lonely. The real bill's not phony. You know she on the blade, cause you know she got a. She working 9 to 5, cause you know she got a. She just a click away, cause you know she got a. She know she from the west, she getting paid nothing less. I mean the California best, understand that we the best. You haters is a mess, and you know we never flex. But stay up on your job, cause you know we make a fall. She working, she twerking, she make your pockets hurt. Cause she bopping, I stopping, you know she hit my church. You know that's my girl, that's my sala. Not doing nothing straight for no dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler. You know that's my work, that's my sada. Not doing nothing straight for no dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler.
You know that, you know that, you know that, you know that.
I mean, you know that's my girl, that's my sada. Get it, you know that, you know that, you know that, you know. And you know that's my girl, that's my sada. Throwing them dollars, so you know I make it thunderstorm. Making it sprinkle, so you knowin' that you dead wrong. Knowing that she headstrong, put down your damn phone. If you ain't got no money, man, you listening to the wrong song. Big booty Judy, watching how she do me. You know she ain't no newbie, and her ass almost threw me. Throwing them dollars, man, we do this shit every night. Watching while she drop it, pop it, now she lock it. Clapping that ass, and she do that shit with no hands. Do it on the handstand, can I be your friend? Trying to get a dance the end of the night. Man, I'm trying to be in your plans. Making it rain, make it rain, make it rain. All she say is throw them ones, throw them ones. I'm tryna be paid and have some fun, have some fun. Making it rain, make it rain, make it rain. What? Making it rain. And if it don't rain, then have a nice day. Hey, you know that's my girl, that's my sala. Not doing nothing straight for no dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't bother. Because you know she got a man, she won't holler. You know that's my work, that's my sada. Not doing nothing straight for no dollars. So you might as well keep it moving, don't
she got a man, she won't holler.
She with it, you know that, you know that, you know that, she with it.
I said, you know that's my girl, that's my side.
She with it,
you know that, you know that, you know that, you know that, you know that's my girl, that's my side.
She with it.
Yeah, 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 we back now. You know, we coming to a close of the return of explicit content, speaking to God, Hey Rue over here on Tweety Bird Central. Be sure y'all tune in tomorrow at 12 o'clock for Grown Folks Business, where no topic is taboo. Me and Tweety B gonna be there, you be there too. Call in, press 1. Join us for a nice little conference call and have a conversation. Get some things off your mind. Before we get up out of here, though, I want to say I appreciate you to all the people that supported me, that called in to the show. Those who didn't, I'm not mad. I'm simply going to say this. If you're not there for me enough times, don't be surprised if you look around and I'm not there for you. With that, we're going to play a little music and get on up out of here, man. I appreciate y'all.
I'm Fancy Beats, what up? Mix King Records. Life. They say every king gonna need a queen. So let's tie the knot, no shoestring. I think I'm falling in love. Let's go. We've been together for some years now, serious. But we've been different for a minute, I was curious. I made you cry watching Fast and the Furious. We was like Gina and Martin, look where the series went. So I be tying all angles to make a pyramid. This is some dangerous love like you a Syrian. But you from the land of the free on the east. The one that really had your heart was some years before me. He was Gemini, I'm a Virgo, reference to astrology. I am nothing like he. I strive to be the man that really seemed to put your mind at ease. Said he had you open late night like Mickey D's. It was clear that you was pleased with some flashing lights. Took him to a place that I can't see. Think you cried so much because he left you so tragically. Bend your shoulder to cry on it. Now you got feelings for me. And now you got feelings. So I'm just trying to put you on a pedestal with 60 rolling medical. Taking trips and making grip the life we never ever knew. Cut up with you for too long to let it fade away. Even though sometimes these fans convince me I should try some braids. You still in my corner, give me water, check my mouth guard. I be praying daily cause I know this fight is so hard. Feel I should put a ring on it cause I'm drunk in love. The bars that we be working with keep increasing the buzz. You had flings with a few guys, but they don't love you like me. Remember when we almost eloped when I was 19? Probably didn't think I had the time that you needed. Now I'm with you in the morning, lay down with you every evening. Be with you so much, I know my family be heated. They don't know what you can do and see how many you mistreated, but I'm... I'm blinded by your light, we can blow so many minds. So I'ma keep going to counseling, know it's gonna take some time. No, I won't turn on you, no, fuck them other guys' statements. Working with you is like 10 jobs and we smoke more than Jamaican. Keep telling me we gon' make it, I know, I'm patient. What's all these metaphors for? Think I should just be blatant. H.I.P. H.O.P. It's you, not even Chris Angel could make magic like me and you. And I'm...